Hey, you're nice with me here.
Hey, Rodney. Janice Jones.
Yes.
Okay. Shakita's been blowing my phone up that she wants to get paid for the hours she works. Now, I know you talked to her. I know I talked to her. I know Nina talked to both Douglas and her, correct?
Yes, everyone has made them know, and Miss Ann Douglas, I just went off the phone with him, and I told him, we're paying what we have over here, but the hours have not been approved by the insurance yet.
No. Even if we get approved by the insurance. So you can call her back and say the administrator, upper management determined that because we didn't have the hours and because you're claiming that one caregiver worked 3.5 days straight with no clock out, that we should now pay it retro to avoid fraud. We will not be accepting those hours because they were not pre-sent to us. We will not be taking retro additional hours.
Okay.
Especially since there's no clock and you're claiming one caregiver was there for 3 days straight, two different times. And we've already explained this to you. You need to pre-approve it with us. That's what happened last time. And you just tried to do it two more times at once again. So you can say, unfortunately, to avoid fraud, the administration has decided to not take retroactive additional hours.
Okay, but...
So they'll need to go to the other agency and have Shakita onboarded in order...
to those hours.
Yeah, and by the way, the other agency fired her. So I know that, and I know that he can't. So you said, you'll just say, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do as those hours were not allotted to us and we did not pre-clear it.
Okay.
If they say anything about we need to pay them, you could say no. Unfortunately, we were told last time. You could say this gently, but say it. You were told last time, right, that we need to be pre-authorized for hours. You cannot retroactively add hours. And you could also say, as a side note, you're asking us to take a loss for no reason other than some other agency couldn't staff. Okay, because Shakita is at $16 an hour, that's overtime for her, right? And it results in about a $7 an hour net loss to us. So you're asking us to do something that kind of looks like fraud, that we're under no obligation to do, and take a loss on it, and you expect us to say yes.
Okay.
Right? And say, I'm not trying to play hardball, we told you last time. You need to pre-clear it from us, okay? And we can't take these retro hours at a loss for no reason other than Shakita says she worked, and you say you worked. That's not how this works. The other agency is responsible for those hours, and they need to pay for those hours. Period. Shakita cannot add her own hours without notifying us.
Okay, Jonah. And what about this Monday?
Same thing.
Okay.
She can get her regular hours, and she can get up to 16 hours a day, right? But only with clocks, as she was told last time, and only within our approved authorized hours. Let me look at what this week's, let me just look at the case really quick. But you understand? Say it gently, but say it firmly. They're demanding something that honestly is probably fraud. Shakita usually works in at 12 a.m., right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Monday she claims she worked what?
The 23rd. She called her up 8 to 4.
You have her already
additional.
Additional 8 hours.
Additional to what? Because she ended with us at 8 a.m.
No, she cannot work 8 to 4. Absolutely not. We're not authorized for that. We're not taking additional hours unless you pre-clear it with us. She doesn't have a clock either. She doesn't have a clock from the 12A to 8A, and she doesn't have a clock after that, correct?
Correct.
No.
Only 10 times. Yeah.
Nope. And you could also notify her gently, by the way, that we cannot, no more timesheets. We just can't do this. We've warned you. Every week she's missing two layers. Look at last week.
Visits.
Monday,
yeah.
Two visits. Tuesday, two visits. Wednesday, two visits.
No, that was when they didn't have a waiver. I can't tell that.
She should have still been clocking. We told them to.
Okay.
Unregistered client,
and
but still.
Also, like, heads up for this client. I had a word with the service coordinator. I mean, I guess that you saw my note.
Yep.
As I asked you. And, I mean, moving forward, I guess no more shifts from Merivet, actually.
No.
Right?
What do you mean, no more? You mean no more covering shifts?
Exactly. I, like,
no,
I mean,
no, that's
we
what we're doing
that.
Here, because this is monkey business, and because last time we were very clear about what needs to happen when this happens, and they ignored us. And not only do they ignore us, Shakita calling everybody demanding payment? Are you brain dead? Like, again, we had this conversation already. We don't retroactively approve additional hours that were supposed to be at another agency. That's not how this works.
Exactly.
Even if it did, no clock.
That's right. That's right. But even like I'm asking you in the hypothetical part because. They, you know, they play dirty. They will play every way that they could.
I don't care.
Profit.
Let them leave. It's a fraud
okay.
case, in my opinion.
No, I know. I'm not worried about that. But in any cases, if they do what we tell them to do, in this case, to let us know beforehand to work those shifts, in this case, from Airbed.
You could let us know beforehand, and you could also say, and if that's the case, we would have to renegotiate her rate. If it continues to happen, then she will also have to renegotiate her rate. Also, she cannot work more than 16 hours in a 24-hour period. By the way, it's not 16 hours a day. It's 16 hours in a 24-hour period. There's a difference. You understand?
Yeah, they need to have a rest in between.
Any 16-hour shift must have an 8-hour break between for a single caregiver. And that's there's no. I have two exceptions currently active in the agency, but there's no exceptions. I'm going to have to add that to the employee handbook as well, by the way. Actually, I could do it as an internal policy. I don't need that in the employee handbook.
Okay. I'll prepare myself.
I'm telling you this on the phone recorded. I don't care to lose this case. If they want to play by the rules, great. We will too. If they don't want to play by the rules, guess what? We will still play by the rules. And the rules in this case are I need to pre-clear. Me, myself, personally, needs to pre-clear any additional hours added onto this case before they happen. Not retroactive. After they happen, do they decide to call us screaming that they want to get paid for it. That's not how this works. So you can't demand retroactive payments for hours we never had to begin with that you didn't notify us about. And, by the way, they didn't. And that's 2 weeks in a row. Now she's saying for a month her paycheck's bad, but she decides to disappear for 3 weeks? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it's not my fault he didn't hand in the paperwork for the client, which we paid for by ourselves, right? We paid off when we were paying that. We do now. Good, it was fixed. Great, right? But I paid without a clear knowledge that we would be getting paid. I went above and beyond, so I don't want to hear anything.
Okay.
Anyway.
I work for that.
Yeah, but listen, these are the hours we're given. We're not going to be accepting additional hours, right? If there's an emergency, call us beforehand. But otherwise, you have a different agency, and they are responsible for those hours. If Shakita would like to move hours permanently onto our agency and work them, that's great. She needs to improve her clocking in and out, or else she's starting to be at risk of termination. Right, and we are also going to have to renegotiate her pay rate because it's too much for the amount of hours she's been working that she wants to work, and don't talk about rates with Douglas, only with Shakita, right?
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.